Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words about the number of Democrats with plans to run for the presidency in 2020. Holy moly catfish! There's a ton of them! Scads, gobs, oodles, a raft, a profusion, veritable boatloads, some might say a rash of candidates, a plague, or even an epidemic. Already, even though we're a year out from the Iowa caucuses and the first debate isn't until June, 38 people have declared, and many more are poised to leap into this liberal scrum. And the truth is, most of us would vote for any one of them. The presidency of Donald Trump has resuscitated a term used back in the early 20th century, yellow dog Democrats, for people who would cast a vote for a saffron-colored canine rather than a Republican. Well, this time around, many people would prefer a child's beach pail full of wet sand if they thought it could beat the 45th president of the United States, a banana-faced monkey dribbler, a reeking heap of steaming feces, because it would be our reeking heap of steaming feces, as opposed to that reeking heap of steaming feces currently soiling the Oval Office furniture. Even Bernie Sanders has thrown his hat into the ring. Well, near the ring. His aim isn't what it used to be. Some Democrats whine that they would prefer a Democrat win the Democratic nomination, but that's just nitpicking. The big difference is, in this race, Senator Sanders is going to have to share that far-left lane. He won't even be the most socialist of the candidates this time around, which is his own damn fault. After all, he blazed the trail, but it's almost certain that the Burnmeister will still be the crankiest candidate. Pretty sure his campaign website is heyyoupunksgetoffmylawn.com. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.